Welcome to St. Philip's Chapel Street. You're listening to an audio podcast of our Sunday Preach. We really hope it encourages you and draws you closer to Jesus. If you want to know more about St. Philip's, you can find us online at stphillips.org.uk or on social media at SP Chapel Street.
We are going through the book of Philippians, the letter that Paul wrote to the church that he had planted in Philippi. Because we are a church plant. We were planted here 5 years ago, just a couple of weeks. We commissioned a church plant up into Bury, and we were very excited to do that. This is the journey that we're on. So I thought as we're sending out a new church plant, as we are reflecting what it means for us to be church, wouldn't it be great to go and look at the letter that Paul wrote to the Philippians? We're also, whilst looking at what Paul wrote, considering a prophetic word that was given to us as a church community just before lockdown hit, like literally a couple of weeks before we all went into lockdown. I'm going to unpick a bit of that. It links very much with the four key strategic priorities which our wider leadership team came up with back in May. And if you want to hear more about all of that, then listen to last week's talk to catch up with where we're up to, because we went through the first part of Philippians chapter 1, considered the first of these restrictions that we felt like we have been somehow put upon this church that we feel like we want to pray into and break. And our first prophetic act that we talked about, our strategic priority, is to invest in one another in community through particularly connect groups. What I didn't mention last week, and I felt like I needed to today, so I'm just going to address that quickly before we get into the next bit of Philippians chapter 1, is what we didn't talk about. We talked about the separation of the rich and the poor, how this building was designed to do that. What we didn't talk about was how we are working really hard as a church community to address racial inequality as well. And so we're working hard to make sure that people who are up the front reflect a racially diverse community that we're in and that are part of our church community. But we don't just want to do it up front. We're putting things in place to make sure that people on the governance, so within the church council, are also reflecting different cultures within our church community. And we'd love for our staff to look more like that at the moment. At the moment, it looks very white. We love the people on our staff, but it'd be really great if we didn't look quite so white. So that's part of the goal, part of the destination, part of the journey that we're on that addresses particularly what we were talking about last week. So we're going to start in Philippians chapter 1, but I said it's a season of joy. It's another prophetic word we were given, a season of joy. So I thought the best thing we could do is start with a couple of Tim Vine jokes, because I love him. And I said to my mum, I bought you a new tablecloth. And she said, that's a bit over the top. I'll give you a minute. It's all right. Well done. Black Beauty. He's a dark horse. I went into a hotel and the receptionist asked, do you have a reservation? I love this. Yes, I replied. I'm concerned about the price. last one, I promise. I'm writing a new joke about wind. It's just a draft at the moment. I know, thank you. All right, but let's read Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 to 26, because Paul here is talking about a theme for today. Our theme for this term is living in Christ. Our theme for today is living in joy. You remember last week, Paul is in prison in Rome. He's restricted. He's in his own version of lockdown. It's not a great place for him to be. He's in need, which is why the Philippian church sent some money, sent some help, and this is why he wrote the letter to respond and say thank you. So verse 12, here we go. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me whilst I am in chains. But what does it matter? The most important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached. And because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I'll continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my